Can you tell me your name?
It's Bobby Mizzen.
Hello, Bobby. Nice Hello. To meet you. I'm really sorry. I know it's the anniversary of your brother's death today as well. How did this all come about, the service? How did you get it all together?
Well, from the start, my parents have a very strong faith. And they've always thought the Catholic Church in particular should do a lot more for the community in terms of the youth violence.
Hello.
So we actually get in contact with the Westminster Cathedral. And we was like, we want to put on a peace service, not just for Jimmy, but for all the young children who have been killed in this violence. And
Can I say something to you? I don't really want to know that. I want to know, I want you to tell me a lovely story about Jimmy, because I want to know about him, and I'm going to write my story around it. Tell me about your lovely brother.
He was just generally a nice person. I mean, this is a little thing that, I'm terrible at losing phones and iPods. I've lost so many over the years. But every time I've lost, say, my phone, I'll just go to Jimmy, can I borrow your phone? And he's like, yeah, take it. And 2 weeks later, you know, he'll finally get it back. But he never used to actually ask for it back. And actually, on the morning that he died, it was the day of his birthday. And just before work, I actually went to wake him up and just wish him a happy birthday. I actually, by the time, lost another iPod. And I saw his on the side. I was like, Jim, can I borrow your iPod? And I was like, I'm sorry, I know it's your birthday. He goes, don't worry, just have it. And that was actually the last time I spoke to him. So the last memory for me of him is him extending me stuff, just being a decent brother.
Always,
you know, he was such a nice person who would help everyone. I mean, when Arthur died, we actually found out there's a homeless person who lives in the area. And Jimmy used to go past him, actually used to give him food, like gave him a bag of chips once. And at Jimmy's memorial around the corner, the guy actually gave his blanket. So he didn't actually have a blanket, he just gave it for Jimmy's memorial, just as a sort of like, you know, thank you for Jimmy, you know. So he was just generally a decent person.
You know, I'm a local girl. I'm from Sydenham, and we had an awful thing there. But I also work in Sidcup.
Okay.
So your brother, obviously, because it's local as well, yeah. It was absolutely devastating. And his lovely face. And yeah. I remember we were all really upset about him. And I cried for your brother. I've got to be honest with you. But that's a marvellous story. How are your mum and dad coping?
They have their bad moments. You know, sometimes at night when they do get really upset and they're crying. But I mean, they have such fond memories and great memories of Jimmy that they'll cry and then they'll just smile. You know, we are a very loving family. We're always hugging each other and stuff. So, you know, we kind of all support each other. You know, if someone has a bad day, then someone else will take them to the pub or just be there when they need them. You know, we might be talking or something might come on the news about Jimmy and then, you know, my mum and dad would start crying. You know, so we just say we give him a hug and we talk about Jimmy, we talk about the good times, the fun, the holidays that we had and stuff. So,
do you talk about him a lot?
The majority of things we talk about has to do with Jimmy, you know, whether it be with the foundation, with the work we're doing now, or, you know, Jimmy that we remember him by. So he's always a focal point for us and always will be, so.
Yeah, and how are you coping?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I mean, I'm involved a lot with the foundation, working with young people. So I get comfort out of doing that. I mean, like everyone, I have my bad days as well. But I just kind of remember Jimmy's smile. I've got a tattoo of Jimmy's name on my wrist. And I just look at that and I just get a smile on my face every time I look at that. So,
thank you so much for talking to
me. That's fine. No, you're welcome.